The following podcast may contain adult language and an abundance of salt. So get ready, nerds, because we're talking Foundation Episode 10, The Leap, the season finale. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on the season finale of Foundation. This is the Salty Nerd Podcast, where you guys get your fantastic Apple TV reviews. That is the place to be, right here with us. Salty Nerd Podcast. I'm joined as always by my fantastic panel of nerds. Matt Vader 74 is here. Welcome, sir.
Hey.
I'm excited to be here today.
Dude, I'm kind of bummed.
Why?
Because the show's over. I really started liking this show and it's over.
Now you're going to have to wait two years.
And now I'm kind of annoyed at the 10 episode format thing. It's just like modern TV sucks. It's like, I want 25 episodes of this. I really do.
You just have to wait.
These short seasons make me feel old.
Because I am. You are old. Jude.
Hello.
You are here for the season finale. What is going on?
I feel the exact opposite of Vader. I'm so excited that this is the end.
I hope they have
not to spoil
seasons.
It.
Okay, I'm going to need more than this is stupid from you today. If you have criticisms, you need to.
You should have told me that yesterday.
You need to explain a little bit more. And the frustrated producer of the show, Matthew Kadish. Welcome, sir.
I am also sad that the show is over.
I know.
Because I really enjoyed it. I want more of it. And it's going to be a long wait for season two. But, good things come to those who wait. And before we get going, I just want to remind everyone to check out our newsletter at saltylist.com and sign up, because if we ever get taken down for our opinions on controversial subjects like science fiction and fantasy,
what shape the earth is,
yes, you can stay in contact and keep up to date with what we're doing on our newsletter. So we send one out every Friday, and we would love to have more people on there. So
we do every Friday.
That's his thing.
I've never read this thing.
Well, you need to go to saltylist.com
and join up. Yeah. Push your email so you don't lose contact with us, Vader.
One of these days, Vader's going to say something. We're going to disappear off YouTube and no one's going to know where to find us unless we're on our list.
Channel's going
to
get nuked. All right, guys. You guys know how this works. The first 10 minutes of this is going to be spoiler-free. If you want to get the whole conversation about Foundation, go to saltynerdclub.com. That is where the action happens. We do 4 exclusive podcasts every single month for our club members, on top of a ton of backlog content and also Discord access, where we have fantastic conversations with all of our Discord members, especially about this show in particular. And we're planning some really cool stuff for 2022, guys. So if you want to jump in on the ground level, go to saltynerdclub.com. And we have really exciting new strategy going forward in 2022.
Yeah, so we're going to tell them what we're going to start talking about now that invasion's over.
In January.
Maybe they should join to find out. Or go to the Discord. Go to saltynerddiscord.com.
Well, let's leave them a trail of breadcrumbs.
Okay, take it away, sir. What are we talking about?
We're going to be talking about Doctor Who next month for the patrons only. We're choosing 4 of the best David Tennant episodes to start off with, to introduce all the people who aren't familiar with Doctor Who, and also, my favorite doctor as well.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this, but we're going to reach out to one of our top patrons.
We already did.
Oh, we did? Okay, yeah.
I got a list.
Nick is going to be involved heavily, so if you guys want to join up and get some legacy nerd content.
He's already given me the list.
Excellent.
There's no heavily involvement. He's like, oh, you're watching these. I'm like, oh. Tennant? He goes, yeah, Kadish already contacted me before you did and said, you have to pick Tennant movies. And I'm like, Kadish already talked to you? This was my month.
God damn it, man.
Fucking guy. I swear to God. He's like, you always got to get your little tendrils and everything.
He's the puppet master.
That's what a producer does.
It's ridiculous. But yeah, I already talked to our Doctor Who overlord. Okay. And he suggested some episodes for us newbies. And I will share them later.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah, but going forward, we're going to be kind of talking about some legacy sci-fi fantasy shows.
Yeah.
Not so much the new stuff that's coming out, because we just don't want to get caught up in the whole, trying to stay trendy type thing that everyone's talking about. But there's some great classic shows out there that our members are interested in that we would love to get exposure to and talk about and give them to our members.
I feel like we're just basically going down some short rabbit holes that we can kind of learn some new
wormholes,
things.
If you will.
Wormholes, sure. Yeah.
Stargate, maybe.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about the finale of Foundation. Welcome back, everybody. All right, getting started on our spoiler-free section of the Foundation review. Matthew Kadish, take it away, sir. What is the general outline for this episode?
All right, so we have the big epic finale. Well, not so epic, really, but the denouement, if you will, after last week's very exciting episode.
The what?
Denouement.
Dude, that's a really big word.
It's French.
It's French. So like basically denouement just means like the wrap up. This is kind of the come down.
Speak American.
Yes. America.
America.
So we have our two major stories that get wrapped up with Empire and with the Foundation. And at the end of the last episode, Harry Seldon showed up from the vault. And it turns out it is a hologram, just like in the books. And he kind of lays out his plan for the Outer Rim worlds and how they're going to go forward. And then while that's going on, Day is back at Trantor, and he's trying to decide the fate of Dawn, who has been corrupted and is not a perfect genetic clone of Cleon the First. And so these two storylines are going on simultaneously. And then at the end of the episode, we get a big cliffhanger for season two. So
my general thoughts for this, I kind of forgot that this was like the finale because there was a big moment at the end of the episode that I was like, oh, that's a finale moment. But the rest of the episode was kind of like, meh, like, yeah, shit happens. And then it kind of just moves on.
It was all set up.
Yeah, it was all just set up and cliff, which I think we should probably expect. If they have 8 seasons planned out already, it's not going to be like this big, like, oh, shit. Like they
eight,
have
8 seasons over 1,000 years or something.
Yeah. But Harry kind of pissed me off in this episode a little bit.
Why? Because he was a dick?
He was a bit of a dick.
he's always a dick.
He was a bit of a dick. And then he just was like, all right, well, I'll catch you in another 1,000 years or whatever.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. And I'm like, wait, what?
You know, he just like shows up and is already like, talk to people that you want to talk to. And he's like the Kadish of the Foundation era.
Kind of is. He's got a pie, his fingers in all the pies.
That makes
a lot of sense.
He does.
But you know, that's from the books. In the books, you know, when the time vault opens, a pre-recorded message of Harry Seldon pops up and gives them a message about the next crisis and like what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And so in the books, like he just kind of, Harry Seldon pops in and pops out. And so this was actually kind of accurate.
Not
the
like the books at all.
No, why not? No, not. But I mean, like the amount of time he spent, because we were kind of theorizing.
Walking around, being one with the people, getting poked by kids.
Well, it was funny because we were theorizing that he might be an android and he might actually be like a character like in this stuff. But it's he's a hologram.
I really liked Vader's theory that he was like another clone or something. I was like, that'd be dope.
There was like a clone bat.
Yeah, I'm like, that would be kind
of
cool.
Just to address Jude's kind of what you just said a little bit. I feel like, I haven't read the books, okay? But I have read a lot of comments and stuff. And what I feel like is that Asimov wrote these books with when did he write the books? 1950s?
40s.
So with 1940s technology brain.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he invented robotics.
Right. But there's like they use like nuclear stuff. And, you know, just stuff that today we know isn't going to even be a thing 10,000 years from now when they make this thing. So I feel like they're extrapolating what is going to be like kind of sort of
taking some artistic liberties.
Taking some liberties as far as the tech goes and stuff. So I don't really have a problem with him being a hologram walking out around amongst the people.
It updates things.
Versus, you know, a whatever it was that they just described.
I disagree.
You
know? I still send recorded messages to people all the time in the year 2021 and they don't get to interact with me and poke me.
Yeah, but this 2021, not 10,501.
Yeah.
Shut
Here's Jude alone on her hill.
I'm still using my iPhone 43 in the year 10,021.
Anyway, you're so old.
There's a conversation that Harry had with the group that kind of shocked me a little bit. We'll get to it in the spoiler section, but I want to talk to Kadish about it because I was very confused at what his meaning was behind what he said, because it seemed like
Yeah.
He was ready to throw down with the Empire. And I was very, very curious about the details behind what he meant by that. But we'll get into it.
We've said multiple times that the showrunners have said that they're looking at this series as a chess game between Harry Seldon and the Empire, and played out over thousands of years. So this was, you know, Harry's been playing 4D chess all this time, but this is the first time he's actually told his followers what the plan actually is.
We'll get there.
I like Harry Seldon.
Well, he gave them a plan, but he made them think also, that was the plan, but that was not the plan. The plan was over here.
I was going to say, he also straight lied to them. So, and they got pissed about it, rightfully so, a little bit.
So it's safe to say some stuff happened with some things.
Some stuff happened with some things.
And some people did some things and stuff. And yeah.
Well, I also find it interesting because I was thinking about the last episode, which was entitled The First Crisis. Mm-hmm. And the whole kind of basis of the Foundation books is that there are these Seldon crises that happen that kind of throw...
That he prognosticated.
Well, no, that he couldn't predict. That's what the crisis is. And so, like, in order to save humanity, his plan has to be executed perfectly. And when these crises happen, they run the risk of throwing his plan off and leading to the downfall of humanity. And when I was thinking about the last episode, which was entitled The First Crisis, I realized that not only was the first crisis going on with the Foundation and the Anacreons and Thespians, but it was also the first crisis for the Cleonic dynasty and the Empire, and they were kind of going on simultaneously. And looking back at, you know, now that we have the full season to review, looking back at the two storylines of Empire and Foundation that were running concurrently, you can see these parallels that are going on with them. It's really good writing. For the most part. I mean, like, there were a few David Goyer-isms in this thing that just were stupid. But but overall, it was an enjoyable story, I thought.
Okay. Yeah, I felt the Foundation storyline kind of wrapped up fairly nicely, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next. I want to see where that story goes. What did you guys think about the Cleonic dynasty? What do you think of this poor bastard Don, dude?
Hey, love that story.
Yeah.
It was super fun.
Yeah. Do you like it better than the Foundation
side? For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Now, seeing which that this is not anywhere in the books, Jude, how do you like? Can you separate yourself?
Yes.
Enough to tell me what you think about this.
This is a complete departure from the book. So this is just a story for me, and I was following it. I mean, I haven't been watching since I quit the show.
Yeah, since episode five.
It's been
right?
So peaceful for me. I've just been in a state of zen. But I did. I read like the recap, or I did the, or I watched the recap, and I've heard you guys talking about it. So I kind of knew what was going on. And like everything that's going on with Empire is just a completely separate story for me. And it's enjoyable.
Okay, cool. Kadesh, what'd you think about them wrapping up the Empire story?
Well, did all your my jaw theories drop? Were wrong.
Yeah.
but I was, you know, it was an interesting kind of like take on that story, and the way it ended, I was like, oh, I wonder how that's going to affect things going forward. So, I mean, you know, I liked all the storylines this season. I thought they were all really well done.
Yeah. This one is the one that made my jaw drop. When the thing happened, I was like, holy shit. And then the very, very end, the big dramatic reveal thing.
When the stuff happened?
Yeah. All right. I think that we've done it.
Yeah. It's really hard to talk about the finale without giving anything away.
Spoiler every episode.
So yeah, guys, if you like our reviews, if you've seen some of our other content, go to saltynerdclub.com. You can get the rest of this conversation. We're going to sit down. We're going to dive.
We'll actually talk about
it. Yeah, we'll dive deep into the season finale, speculate on what we think is going to happen in season two, and have a lot of fun and drink a lot of booze. So join the club membership. Don't forget, 4 exclusive podcasts just for you. And with 2022 rolling around, it's actually going to be by the patrons for the patrons. So we're reaching out to these guys. We're saying, hey, what do you want us to review? What kind of legacy old sci-fi shows? Firefly, Stargate. We're doing Doctor Who. Probably Star Trek will be thrown in there for some of the next generation, or I'm going to pick Voyager.
And can I get some horror fans to join the Patreon so that you can have a little...
Jude just wants to watch Buffy.
I do, and we are. But I would like to have some support.
Okay,
I got you.
Thank you.
So join the club membership. It's a great community, and we really appreciate you guys that are already in there. Thank you for the support. We appreciate it. Okay, that's going to be it, guys. Thank you so much for joining this non-spoiler review. We'll catch you on the other side. Stay salty.